こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 107. Today in this episode, we will learn about てあります。Now let's go. 手 form plus あります。This indicates the present situation, which is the remainder of the result of some previous actions.When we use 手 form plus あります, you use transitive verbs and not intransitive verb. Now let's look at some examples. So let's say, 田中さん opened the window an hour ago. An hour ago is 1時間前. To open the window is 窓を開けます. So this is a transitive verb. 田中さんが1時間前、窓を開けました。田中さんが1時間前、窓を開けました。So now we want to make a sentence. The window has been left open. This is a remainder of the result of some previous action. We will use 手 form plus あります。So, 開けます。手 form is 開けて。And then we will put together with あります。窓が開けてあります。窓が開けてあります。One thing that we have to note is, before 手 form plus あります, the particle will be changed into が。So it becomes 窓が開けてあります。This means the window has been left open.In this sentence, the focus is on the end result of the window being left open and is not focused on the action of opening the window. Let's look at another example. I wrote my name here. So this is an action. To write a name is 名前を書きます。So, 私はここに名前を書きました。私はここに名前を書きました。Now we want to change this sentence into The name has been written here. 書きます。We will use 手 form plus あります。It becomes 書いてあります。書いてあります。And then before 手 form plus あります、the particle will change into が。So it becomes ここに名前が書いてあります。ここに名前が書いてあります。The name has been written here. In this sentence, the focus is on the end result of the name being written and is not focused on the action of writing the name. So this is how you use 手 form plus あります。Now let's make some more example sentences.I put a book on the desk. Desk is 机. On top of something is something の上に. So, 机の上に. I put a book. Put is 置きます. So, 机の上に本を置きました. 机の上に本を置きました.Now let's change this sentence into 手 form plus あります。The book is put on the desk. 置きます, we will change into 手 form plus あります。And then before 手 form plus あります, the particle will change into が。So it becomes 机の上に本が置いてあります。机の上に本が置いてあります。I hang the mirror.Mirror is 鏡, 鏡. To hang something is かけます, かけます. So, 私は鏡をかけました. 私は鏡をかけました. Now let's change the sentence into The mirror has been hung. It becomes
鏡がかけてあります. 鏡がかけてあります。
I plant some trees. Trees is き、
き。
To plant something is 植えます、植えます。
So, 私は木を植えました。私は木を植えました。
Now we will change this sentence into The trees have been planted. It becomes
木が植えてあります。木が植えてあります。
I lined up some chairs. To line up something is
並べます。並べます。
So,
私は椅子を並べました。私は椅子を並べました。
Now let's change this sentence into The chairs have been lined up.
椅子が並べてあります。椅子が並べてあります。
I close the door. To close is
閉めます。閉めます。
So,
私はドアを閉めました。私はドアを閉めました。
Now let's change this into The door has been closed. It becomes
ドアが閉めてあります。ドアが閉めてあります。
I switched on the light. Light is
電気。電気。
To switch off something is
消します。消します。私は電気を消しました。私は電気を消しました。
Now let's change this into The light has been switched off. It becomes
電気が消してあります。電気が消してあります。
Previously, we have also learned about テフォンプラス
います。
Which is talking about the state of the present situation. Now, what is the difference between テフォンプラスいます and テフォンプラスあります? When we use テフォンプラスいます, this is simply stating the present situation. And we use the intransitive verbs. However, テフォンプラスあります implies that somebody did the action before. And then we only use transitive verbs. So again, テフォンプラスいます is intransitive. And then it simply states the present situation. テフォンプラスあります is transitive. And then it implies that somebody did the action before. So for example, the window opens. This is intransitive verb. It becomes
窓が開きます。窓が開きます。
So again, when we use intransitive verb, the particle will be が. So 窓が開きます。Intransitive verb. When we say I open the window, we will use transitive verb. It is
窓を開けます。窓を開けます。
When we use transitive verb, the particle will be お. So it becomes 窓を開けます. When you want to simply state the present situation that the window is opened, we will use intransitive verb and make it to テフォンプラスいます. So intransitive verb of open is
開きます.開きます。
So, テフォンプラスいます will be
開いています。開いています。窓が開いています。窓が開いています。
This is simply saying that the window is opened. It doesn't imply that somebody did this action. When you want to imply that somebody opened the window and as a result, now the window has been opened.Then we will use テフォンプラスあります。And then we will use transitive verb. So the transitive verb is
開けます。開けます。
So テフォンプラスあります will be
開けてあります。開けてあります。窓が開けてあります。窓が開けてあります。
This means the window has been opened by someone. So it implies that somebody did the action before. So this was the difference between 手フォン plus います and 手フォン plus あります。Today we learned about 手フォン plus あります, which indicates the present situation which is the remainder of the result of some previous action. When we use 手フォン plus あります, the particle will be が, and then we will use transitive verb. On the other hand, when you use 手フォン plus います,This is simply stating the present situation, and then it uses intransitive verb. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please follow my YouTube channel. The link is in the description box. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please don't forget to follow them. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。